Hello.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, she said what's up, y'all. I kind of like what's up, y'all. That's like a hip. You're like a hip grandma.
Oh, my face is tight, y'all. We doing the mask.
Yes, and I'm doing a sticky honey mask. And it's only on my forehead. I don't know if you can probably see glaring in the thing.
Not really. Well, mine is clay.
Yeah. We do some self-care before the week starts.
Right.
I actually kind of enjoy being up late on Sundays and, like, taking care of myself on a Sunday night and then roll around on Monday. I feel really good. Yeah, I feel really good. Rather than trying to get myself in order all throughout the day on Sunday and then Sunday night, I'm sitting here bored as hell. Like, if this was a typical Sunday night, I would have been already sleeping because I would have been bored. Or I probably would have been at someone's house. I don't know.
It's like 11.
Yeah. Shoot. It's 11:26.
My bedtime.
We're such old ladies. It's funny.
Seriously.
This segment is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila.
And, organic hydration and tropical coconut.
Actually, that's the one you had when we were together, right?
Yeah, it's the only one that I drink by them. I don't drink anything else. I tried like the watermelon lemon one, just wasn't hitting. But this coconut one, we love her.
Someone just texted me and I don't know this number, so I'm not even gonna entertain you right now.
It's Sunday night. What could you need from a person?
They said yo.
Oh, then nothing.
I'll respond in the morning on the way to work. Who is this? Because I don't think there's a thread. It just says yo. Number's not saved or anything.
Call yesterday. Miss your text.
Hey, I was asleep. Who's this? And then they listen to the freaking episode and then they hear me talking about them. Story of our lives. Okay. Icebreaker. Rose and Thorn.
Rose and Thorn.
I'll go first.
Week of the month so far.
You want to do week or month?
Monthly. We're halfway through the month, so we can go half. Yeah.
Like we can do both. Halfway and then the week. Well, last week.
So I think my rose for halfway through this month is that I'm back on a routine of like working out and eating good. I have been failing my plant-based challenge, but that's okay because I'm still eating healthy. My thorn is the fail. Like, I thought I was gonna be able to do 21 days of like veganism. And it's just not working because I don't want to eat the beans for my protein. So I've been cheating and eating chicken. So that's the thorn that I've been off of that.
Okay.
My rose this week is that my roommate has her nephew here. So I get to play with a little kid, which is really fun. And the thorn for this week. Oh. I don't think I have a thorn this week. This has been a really good week. No, it's been a good week. I don't even have a thorn for the week.
That's great. That's really good. Okay, my rose for the month is that school starts in a month. Like, so it's like all this preparation for it has been feeling really good. You know, like, normally sometimes you decide to do something and then leading up to it, it feels like you probably shouldn't have done it. That's how I thought I was going to feel because I have school. I have, like, everything I've already been doing. So work, the podcast, the blog. Plus, throughout the summer, I've added some other extracurricular activities to my plate. And I thought I was going to be overwhelmed, but I'm feeling really good. My thorn for the month is school starts in a month, so I'm like cramming my quality time with my friends, my drinks. Like, I've been drinking every day for the last week, actually. Like, I've been having my little mimosa. I wind down every night with a drink. Just so that I can really feel like loose and good. Because I know once school starts and like having to be a full-time student and a full-time employed person, like getting a drink is no longer going to be a woo-saw. It's not going to be the same woo-saw that it is right now. Like, if I get a drink, it's going to be like, damn, I really need that. Like, right now, it's like a, let me just relax. So, that's my throw in for that. For the week, my rose is... I survived the Casamigos and Hypnotic mix. People were saying that, honestly, like... So I tried the Hypnotic by itself, and then I tried the tequila, and it was really good. I don't like the taste of Hypnotic by itself, so I wasn't a huge fan of it. But once I decided to mix it, it was really good. It wasn't as, like, they're two harsh liquors by themselves, but when you mix them, they're very, like, smooth. I really enjoyed it, and I'll do it again. In fact, I did do it again, and I'll do it again after I did it again. My thorn for this week, I really only had one day off this week, and it, like, legit today was my only, like, if you want to count today for the week, but last Sunday I was off, and I've worked every day since then, and here I am off again today with hopes that I don't have to work every day again this week. But I do know I work Monday through Friday, but that's my thorn for the week.
Every rose has his thorn. That's a real song. Yes. A song.
No, it's a song.
Man, who had like a dating show on VH1? Brett Michaels. That was his name, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so we are kicking off our healing segment.
Healing.
Which is my favorite thing to talk about. It's something that I initiated on my podcast, Chase Saturdays. And I started it like last year. I turned 24 and I was like, girl, get some shit. We gotta get together in order for us to be the optimal woman we wanna be, like, for ourselves, for generations to come that you're gonna be mentoring, nurturing, for your children, for your partner. Like, there's some things that you need to identify and heal from right now. So it's been about a year and a half now for me that I've been on this journey. And we had, Nye and I always talk about healing because we are both on our healing path, and it's really great that we're both on it at the same time. Right. So it's like, a lot of the shit that go through, I'm laughing because, like, there's a lot of shit that you guys don't see that, you know, we fight through for our healing, and it's actually pretty funny, like, in retrospect. But we talked about it. We bought it to Black Girl Tea. We talked about it a little bit, but we didn't fully go into it, like, what it would look like, how it looks like on certain days, how it's sometimes good, and, you know, you're having a good day, you're having a nice little breakthrough, but then some days those breakthroughs are gonna make you cry.
Yes, like, oh my god, let's talk at it.
So we wanted to do that, and we started with the book club, and in the book club we're doing Simone's book, A Journey to Healing. And throughout this, we're just gonna be talking about, of course, our process, because we like to be as transparent as we can with you guys.
Right.
So we'll be talking about our process, and then hopefully in us talking about our story, and then through the readings that we may do, getting some gems from that, we all either, you know, come along on our own healing paths. Maybe not at the same time. Maybe you're way ahead of us. We'd love to hear what you have to say. If you've been on this journey for 5 years, we want to hear what you have to say. If you've been on this journey for a day, we want to know. But this segment is about, like, meeting people where they are at in their journey. It's not about forcing anybody to start. It's not about having anybody slow down to match us. It's about meeting everybody where they're at, because if you are on a journey of healing, then there's something that we all have in common, and it's the determination to be better.
Right.
So, welcome to the healing segment.
This is where it's at. I think I might cry during this segment. I ain't really cry and get too emotional. Like, y'all have heard me get, like, passionate and upset. But this, your girl might shed a tear with this one. Because this, listen, healing ain't no joke.
It's not a joke. And it's not fun. And it's not, we've talked about this in the tea parties, actually. We actually had a tea party where we talked about healing as a topic. And it was, at first, a little bit of an awkward topic to bring up. Because you guys don't know what the tea party topic is until you're in the room.
Yes. and you know what? I appreciate that as a, even though we know the topic before we even talk to these people, I still like, what the fuck? Like, it doesn't hit me until you're like, we're going to talk about this. That is like resonating in my, yeah.
So we did healing as a topic in the Black Girl Tea Party. And at first it was a little awkward because it's kind of like a, sometimes healing is like, you don't even want to tell people you're on that journey, especially if it's really hard for you to do,
right?
And it's not a pretty situation, because some people have really enlightening journeys and they want to share it with everyone, but then some people, for example, I have some things that I'm healing from that's like really hard for me to even like say out loud, which I do say it out loud like every once in a while, but even when I do it, like, it's a little bit of a stab, like it hurts. So even doing it in the tea party where we promote a safe space and we make sure everybody has their ground to be able to speak their truth and say what they want, even having that space is very awkward. So we know that in doing this segment, there are going to be some awkward moments, especially further tea parties if we talk about healing again. Just so you know, now you got a heads up.
Right, yeah. Now you
got the heads up that it may get a little awkward.
You gotta, now everyone that comes, you gotta like brace yourself, because you never know which episode, which tea party,
right,
the topic is gonna come back at. You know it's gonna be one of them, but you never know which one.
Right. So be prepared and always like just know that no one's gonna make you share more than you want to. Healing is, while it's for us, it's like part of our liberation. We understand that everyone's not going to be fully comfortable talking about their process or documenting it with us, but we hope that you feel comfortable enough with us that, you know, you want to tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we're going to share it.
Right.
I'm going to share it. I'm going to get the the God honest truth on my
No,
journey.
facts.
So yeah, welcome aboard.
And it's crazy because like with the book club, when we started, so we started the book club obviously expecting a lot more people, but like me and Shay always say, whoever's there was there, and that's the necessary person. So Simone tuned in as well as Rashea, and like being like, all right, Simone knows some of the things I've gone through as a child, but like she doesn't know everything. Simone is my cousin. She doesn't know everything, but like Shay knows a lot of what happens to me, and like I've gone back and shared some stories from my childhood with Shay, but Rashea was like a complete stranger for both of us. And like to sit there with a complete stranger and talk about like what's been happening to us as children, because a lot of our issues and trauma are coming from our childhood, to hear within the Black community that a lot of us are dealing with the same things. And the reason why we're dealing with the same things is because our parents and our grandparents don't know how to heal from it themselves. It made me feel good that other women want to heal. And a lot of the time, like if you watch Bad Girls Club and Love and Hip Hop and all that, it makes it seem like women are just angry and women just don't really know how to control their emotions. They're over emotional. And like to hear other women say it besides me and Shay, it just made me feel really good inside. Although it's still a rocky road, I still felt good. And I think that's another, sharing your healing process doesn't just help you, it helps someone else, because it makes them feel comfortable and it gives you a little bit of reassurance. So I think that's another reason why we decided to do it. I know people are gonna always ask, like, why put your healing process under a microscope? Like,
why not?
Right.
That's my question. Why not? Like, I feel like sometimes it's a little counterproductive, because, like, sometimes people will be like, oh, well, like, you should be, like, if you have the courage, then you should be the voice. But then when you are the voice, it's like, oh, why are you putting this on display? Why is this being magnified? Why is this? And it's like, because my goal is to help other people.
Right.
That's what it is. Like, I don't know. Also, I like that, going back to what you're saying about how other people are determined to heal, I'm really happy that a lot of people are not just saying, like, oh, that's just how I am. Right. That's something that, like, people are constantly saying, like, oh, well, you know, this happened to me in my childhood, and now that's just how I am. So,
that and that's good. Something that's super toxic. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're just like, that's just how I am. Like, I get it. There are things that happen to us in our childhood. There are ways that we are brought up that do kind of shape who we are. But if you know better, then you should do better. Meaning, absolutely. Like, if you realize there is a flaw in your character, you don't get to say that's just how I am, especially if you know how that there are steps that you can take to fix it. Now, if you want to just be the way you are and you think that's fine, then it's okay. But for you to have certain toxic traits and just write it off as that's just the way you are, it's not very healthy.
Not at all. And it shows that you don't want to grow. You're just definitely stuck.
You're just floating. You're just here. Like, and again, we're trying to meet people where they're at. So there are people who are people that follow us that don't feel like they need to heal from anything and don't feel like,
bro, there's people that we've sat in the room with, that we've had dinner with, that don't even feel like it. Like, to bring it, like,
perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like, there's something, I feel like there's not, because we know that no one's perfect, that we know that everybody can use some kind of healing from something. No one's saying you have to go, I'm thinking of freaking Mary J. Blige, No More Drama. Like, no one's saying you have to go through that, like, level of a breakthrough. But there's little things in all of us that we can change and fix. Just because somebody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Look within. I think that's, like, nobody's, if you are interested in starting this, like, if you click this thinking, like, okay, they're going to tell us how to start it, I would say you start it by looking within. And
definitely.
Everyone says that shit.
You have it. To.
Like, everyone is like,
look within.
No, like, that's really it. Like, you really have to sit and put the microscope on yourself.
Analyze your behavior. That's a big part of it. Analyzing and then taking responsibility for it.
Right.
And once you get there, once you realize, like, bro, I'm the problem here. Once you realize that, and then, sorry, I got a message. Once you realize that, and then you're like, you know what? Okay, I need to fix this. That's when everything else, and I'm not saying that everything will fall in place immediately. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but everything will fall in place at some point. Yeah. As soon as you say,
it might be ugly. Like, okay, let me just say.
No, ain't no might about it. It's going to be ugly.
Once you decide, like, oh shit, like, I really do this, it's kind of problematic, and like, I should probably fix it. It's like, once you say those words, like, I should probably fix this, or I should probably think about this differently. Like, you literally get smacked and shit comes out, and like, once you're aware, sometimes you get like hyper aware of things. And you think, you start looking at all of things you do and your interactions with people, and like, you start thinking about shit that you've accepted in the past. You start thinking about shit that you're accepting right this very second. Everything comes like a whirlwind as soon as you like take that first step. And the realizations are really hard. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I spent a lot of time like beating myself up over like just realizations I was having in the moment. Like, oh, this is happening right now. Like, why are you tolerating this right now? But I've been thinking, I'm like, oh, I dealt with that in the past. Like, I'm above it. You know, you think it's under the rug and it's not something you ever have to deal with again. But then there are sometimes patterns in your life that come back around. And you might not think they're a pattern because they're a different person, or it's a different time, or it's a different situation. But those things, like, all have a common denominator. And once you realize the common denominator, that's a harsh reality.
Very harsh.
Very, very harsh. That's been the harshest for me.
And don't go through your healing process thinking, like, understand that you're not going to be the same person you are at the beginning of this process.
You shouldn't be.
It, right. And understand that the same people who were there in the beginning of your process may very well not be there at the end of it. That's a harsh reality during this, because, and that's when it really starts. You have to start tethering with certain things inside, because you really want to heal. And I'm speaking from experience of where I'm standing right now. I'm like, I have to heal. I have to be a better person for me, for my peers, for my family, all of that. My kids that I don't have yet. Like, I have to be the best me that I can be. And I'm like, I should probably cut this person off because they are dead weight. But then I'm super hesitant to cut them off. And it's like, a harsh reality is I have to cut them off. Like, everyone can't go to that next level with you. And that is something that you learn during your healing process. And you start to realize, like, they were, like, some people, you'll be like, damn, this person was sneak dissing me this whole time. And it, like, you have these weird realizations. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, you'll be sitting down when me and she had a conversation about someone in our life who was a bridge. And we were literally just, like, sitting here just flopping our gums. And then we had that realization, like, damn, like, and it really hit you at the weirdest moments. Sometimes you just literally be talking and it's like, boom, reality. And it's like, oh, shit. Now this.
1 and 1 make 2, and then 2 and 2 make 4, and then it's like, oh shit.
Right. And then when you start talking, like, once you have the realization with whoever you're with, even sometimes it's by yourself. Like, I know I had a realization one day, I'm like, oh shit, this is crazy. Like, this is really what it is. And then I had a conversation with someone else, and as, like, telling that person about my realization, having another realization about the realization, like, it's a process. It's not going to be easy. My advice to everyone who's starting their healing process is to, one, genuinely find a therapist. Yes. Find an outlet as far as, like, a hobby, whether it's running, whether it's meditating, whether it's writing, whether it, like, find something outside of a friend's group and genuinely get to know yourself, because you're healing to be better than what you are right now. So if you can figure out who you are right now, you know the work you have to do to become a better person.
And I think that's the only way it's genuinely gonna work. It's only gonna work if you really are prioritizing yourself. Like, please be selfish during your healing process. Now, I'm not saying be grimy, because a lot of people mistake that shit, and they're like, oh, like, I'm being selfish, I'm doing me, but they're being grimy to people along the way.
Right.
You can very well be selfish and be very kind at the same time. You can be selfish and you can be super loving at the same time. I'm saying put yourself first. I'm not telling you to be grimy to people. And in being selfish, it's under, like, most high understanding of yourself. It's really assessing, like, do I even actually fucking like this? Or did I like it because of the friends I had at the time? Or the boyfriend I had at the time? Or did I like it because my family told me I should like it? Do I like it because for generations they have liked this? Like, it's breaking down all of those barriers and figuring out, like, who am I really?
Right.
Like, what do I actually like? Do I actually like picking apples? Or would I rather go strawberry picking? Like, even with your hobbies. Okay, I watch Sunday Night Football every Sunday for the past, like, 12 years because it's something that my dad wanted me to do. But maybe you want to watch golf. So it's like, even those tiny things that people are like, oh, that's no big deal. Like,
it's tradition. A big deal.
No, you need to even question your traditions, because if they're not anything that you super, super like, unfortunately, when people start to go, when you start to elevate and people start to go, whether they pass or whether they just don't come with you to your next chapter, you are starting to lose pieces of yourself because you don't have anything of your own.
Right.
So find those things. No one's saying give it up. No one's, if you watch Sunday Night Football because you like it with your family, cool. Don't give it up. But if there's something else you like to do on Sunday, maybe an hour before football, find that out too. Find out who you are as an individual. But you don't have to give up, like, your core.
That's the biggest thing. And also, and because you said something about, like, like you said, breaking curses and stuff and breaking the barriers. Well, generational curses aren't just genetic curses. It's things that happen from generation to generation. So it could be something that has happened with your family and they pass it down to your generation. But it could also be things that, like, the way things happen in the world today. Like, a lot of women are cleaning up messes because for generations and generations, women were cleaning up the mess. Now, with our generation, it's going to stop right here because the mess that a man makes, he needs to clean that shit up. Women shouldn't have to continue to clean up something that a man made, like the mess that he made. So keep all of that in mind on this process. It's a, you're healing for yourself on a very broad scheme of things. Like, it's all for you, but from things that has happened to you in the past from every level. So, excuse me, I keep burping. I don't know if it's a tequila or what did I have to drink? I forgot what else I had to drink, but continue to heal for that, to heal and keep all that in mind. Also, make sure that you are keeping in touch with people. That makes a big, a big difference. It's, for me, like, you guys know me and Shay pretty tight, but for me in the past, I didn't really have like a support system. So I was able to, I started my healing process and then realizing that the people that were in my corner weren't genuine people who could help me. So in the process of healing, I was also in the process of kind of replacing, if that makes sense. Like, I was replacing the old people, starting to wean some of them out, some of the dead weight. And then when I got people who fresh, like, they were fresh in my life. They were like, oh, like, some people, Shay has pointed some things out, like, oh yeah, no, she's a duh because da da da. And I'm like, okay, cool, like, I see it. I was able to make changes that way. Take advice from people. Allow people to give you feedback, but also use your rake and your pitchfork while you're healing. Like, if you know that some advice that someone's giving you is not for you, use your pitchfork and get it out. If you find some shit that's really good for you, rake it in. You'll also figure out that you'll start something. Like, for me, I would write a lot of things down that was bothering me, and then I'm like, yo, here we are a month later, writing is no longer working for me anymore. I need to find something else. So you're gonna find those little things in life. I forgot, one day last week I had posted, like, your healing process it's not linear. You're not gonna go straight up, you're not gonna go straight down. Like, you will have days where it seems super easy. You're making the progress that you want to make, but then something hits you again, and now you feel like you're back at the same starting point, but you're not necessarily there. And those are the days when you really need your support system, because if you don't have nobody to get your head out of this, you're going to sit in that for a minute. And it's okay to hurt, and, you know, like, it's a process. So make sure you have a team.
Let me reiterate that again, that some days are going to be super great and super progressive, and some days are going to be extremely hard.
Yeah.
It's really not linear. It's literally, like, think of the worst, like, jumble of squiggles.
Right?
Yeah, it's that. It's really that. Now, if you have a linear one, I feel like some people may think they have a linear one. Power to you. But I think for a lot of people, it's not linear at all. Like, it's
not.
Like,
and I feel like I'm not yucking anyone's yum. I'm not saying that your process wasn't a good process, but if your healing process, your healing journey was linear, I want you to reconsider and start again.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And no one's saying that you have to have a hard time. Like, I'm not saying it's supposed to be extremely difficult, but it's not supposed to be super, I don't think it's super easy to do.
It's not.
You're supposed to be targeting the harshest parts of our reality. Like, you're supposed to be, okay, so if you're looking at yourself, you're looking at the worst, in a sense, characteristics of yourself.
Right.
What are your most toxic things? And no one's gonna probably look at their toxic traits and be like, oh yeah, okay, so that's just a quick boom, 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 boom. Especially if that's the way you are for 20 something years. And when, with your family, that's the hardest thing. That, for me at least, that's been the hardest thing to like pick out and realize and come to terms with. Like, that's not gonna be
it's the peeling process. When you have to consider shit with your family is the worst fucking part. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to y'all. Like, with friends, I'm like, okay, this chick can get blocked and deleted. I could see her and never talk to her again. My family, on the other hand, I see these niggas sometimes 7 out of 7 days of the week, sometimes 5 of the 7. Like, I see them every day. I deal with their presence every day. And sometimes someone's presence is enough to trigger anything for you. Like, listen, we about to go there. Imagine sitting in your house after a bad breakup, and you go to the fucking store, and your ex is in the store. That could trigger it all over again for you. The whole breakup, 6 months later. Like, and then you start seeing him every day. Like, that's just, it's hard, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. When something's easy, I tell y'all it's easy, but it's hard. Drinking that Hypnotic and Casamigos was easy. This healing process is hard. Like, but, and please don't turn to substance abuse.
It's definitely, like, worth it, though. For people who, like, get a little discouraged by it, like, when I tell you it's, like, the most rewarding thing.
Very rewarding.
I have to say that. It's been so rewarding.
And in so many ways, too.
Yeah, like, you feel like certain, like, burdens are lifted. Like, I remember just the other day, because as you guys have probably been, if you've listened to past episodes, I recently went through like a whole breakup, and we tried the friends bullshit, as people try to do, and it was like, it was a lot to deal with. And the other day I had a breakthrough, and I was just like in a really shitty mood. I was just in my bed relaxing, and I got randomly sad, and I was like, not this shit again. Because like we said, it's not linear. So you may think that, okay, you cut ties, y'all are not talking, things are fine, and then you just are, one day you get in your bag and you feel like Drake. Yeah, Drake moment. But I remember just sitting there, and I was like, this is not your fault. Like, out of nowhere. That's not something I would have ever told myself before, though. Like, before, I would have never been like, this is not your fault. It would have been me trying to analyze the situation and see where I went wrong. Constantly. Like, you could have did this better. Maybe you just weren't understanding him. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe that. But for once in this entire thing, I was like, this wasn't your fault. And when you have certain realizations like that along in your process, and you get to a point where you're like, you didn't deserve that. These little things, like little sentences you have randomly, you didn't deserve that. That wasn't your fault. You deserved better. Like, those little things make it all worth it. Because then that they gear you up and they harden you. People talk about like, the shit they go through just makes them like cold, but like, I don't think it should make you cold. I feel like it makes you geared up. You get ready for the next storm, right, if there is one. So for me, that's the most recent breakthrough I had that I wanted to share. Like, and I'm still, this is a year and a half into my healing. Also know that healing, once you declare it, it ain't gonna stop. Like, mm-hmm. there's always some shit to heal from. But even that, just me, like, for the first time saying, like, this was not your fault, was such a liberating feeling for me.
So, I feel like for me, my most liberating feeling was when, I don't like when people, I have friends who feel like I'm a lot more privileged than they are. And in the past, like, I would argue with them, like, I'm not privileged. I just understand things on a different level than you. I feel things in a different way. And we would argue about that for, like, hours. Like, we could be having, like, the simplest little disagreement. And when they would say something like that, like, oh, you're privileged, or you're from the suburbs. So, and usually I would get so irritated. Like, that would really hurt my feelings, because I just felt like it was just a wrong thing to say. They were making it seem like I didn't understand them because of my background. And then in all actuality, I did. I was just wanting them to change the narrative with certain things. And recently, it's something that's been coming up, and I could laugh at it. Like, I ain't gonna go there with you. And that's, for me, that was my liberating moment. Like, to know that I've healed to the point where I can let it roll off my back. Being able to just be like, you know what? I don't have to react to this. That, like, the amount of growth for me was just like, whew. And I sat, like, the whole situation happened between us. And I sat by myself and I was like, girl, I'm proud of you, because Nye from a year ago would have said some things. But Nye today, let that shit roll up her back. So that for me, when I say that was rewarding, I was just like, whew. Because sometimes you don't even realize that you've grown until someone press your buttons.
Exactly.
And then you're like, and it literally, like, in the moment of arguing with this individual, well, going back and forth with them, it was like, I don't, if y'all believe in God, then you believe in him. So y'all know I believe in God. And I feel like sometimes God just really, like, he really be right there. And in the heat of the moment, like, I was really, like, tuned in to hear what she was saying so that I could, you know, either defend myself or explain myself, whatever it needed to be done. And as soon as she was like, you're privileged and you did it, it's like God took his hand and put it right over my mouth and just was not letting me open my mouth. And I was just like, I see you, God. I see you, because I'm telling y'all, if this would have been me from a year ago, I would have spazzed and probably would have gotten disrespectful and probably would have ended up having to take a trip to fight this girl, because that's how passionate I was about the remarks that they were making. So for me to now be able to hear those same remarks and be like, cool.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, like, that was a very liberating moment for me. I felt really good about it.
I think also, like, it's important to celebrate your small victories. Like, these are small victories that we're talking about. Like,
right.
The fact that we even arrived at that point was like, that's a small victory and it's something to applaud. People think that if I haven't fully overcome this whole thing, like, just because I had that moment of me saying, like, this wasn't my fault, that doesn't mean I'm not going to have another day when I maybe spiral down again.
Right.
But it's important for me to celebrate myself at that moment where I was. So celebrate yourself where you're at. Every tiny victory is still a victory.
Right. And that's something that's big. And my final thing before I wrap up for the moment, she can keep talking if she'd like, is spend more time with yourself during your healing process. Not that you can't be around your friends and your family, but you really need to feel yourself out. So take yourself on that date and celebrate yourself by yourself.
Right. I'm going to tell you that's going to be hard too, because that's what I'm in the middle of. I then moved back to my hometown and I don't know nobody here. I have been, literally, it's been a year now that I've been back, and all of my friends they've left my hometown. I think I told everyone a story, but just a quick, I had left my hometown right after high school, went to college, and while everybody either did not leave my hometown right away or they moved back right after college, I did not come back. And so now I'm 3 years now out of undergrad and everybody has moved out of town finally. And I'm the one who came back, which if you are spiritual, I do believe me coming back to my hometown is even part of the healing process for me, because so much shit has been revealed since I've been home. But other than that, I have been alone. Like, it has just been me in my hometown navigating it, going to the store with Nye on the phone every day.
Yo, Nye really be fucking with those moments.
We really just be like, I mean, I'd be by myself, but if I need to go to the store and Nye's available,
yo, I'll be
virtually.
Like, yo, I'd be at work and the grocery store was
Don't tell me we can't teleport because we've been doing
it. Yo, not bags.
But yeah, so like I've been doing that, and it is kind of hard to just for me to just go to the Brazilian spot and like be by myself or to go sit at the park by myself. But it's been needed. So needed. And it's been, it was really harder, like, when I first got here, because it really settled in that, like, okay, your friends are really not here. Like, no one. Not one person can you call and be like, hey, come down the block and come see me. Meet me in, like, town square at this time. Like, it's really neat. And at first it was really hard, but now I'm coming to terms and, like, it's been kind of fun, I guess. Because now I'm like, I'm seeing my city different other than seeing it with my friends. Like from our narrow like view, it's like, oh, this is just, now it's just Shay's world. It's not Shay and Queenie and Izzy and Fred and Tom. And it's not everybody's view, it's just mine. So it's whatever I decide my hometown is for me now, rather than a collective view. So I like that.
That's also something that you guys need to learn in the process, is that sometimes you really, and sometimes it's a physical thing and sometimes it's something you have to do mentally. Sometimes you have to go back to where it started to fix it, to move forward.
And here goes Nerdy Shay coming through. There's a concept. There is a concept in like African studies called Sankofa, and it's represented by a bird. And the bird is pointed forward, the body of the bird is pointed forward, but the head of the bird is turned back. And so it's supposed to symbolize you looking back into your past in order to build a better future. So I feel like that's part of my journey right now. Because it's crazy how I had declared this whole, I want to heal this, I want to fix that. And I went right back to the source of all of my problems, like just like that. And I believe in God as well. And I feel like him hearing me saying like, I need to heal this, this, and this, and this, and this. He was like, all right, like it's probably not going to be favorable, but this is what we're going to have to do. I know for a fact I have a lot of inner child stuff to heal and wear my back in the exact place that I was born. So for me, there's going to be a lot of, as you guys hear more about our process, there's going to be a lot of like spiritual stuff that I speak about. I'm definitely going to be talking about God and stuff.
Yeah,
it's okay if you don't believe. No one's making you believe. No one's begging you to believe. It's whoever you feel like is going to guide you on this journey. It could just be yourself too. It's however you get there. That's what matters. But for me personally, when I talk about my journey, there are a lot of things that I can connect back to my spirituality in terms of how I've been moved.
Yeah. And that's how the cookie crumbles.
And that's it.
But also, let me, this is my last statement for real. Understand that you could go back, like you could physically go back to that place and deal with those issues without emotionally going back to that place, without stooping down to that level and becoming that place again. Learn, and it's gonna be a part of the process. You're gonna learn it. But you can physically go there and revisit, but you don't have to stoop yourself to that level again.
Right.
So keep all this in mind. We done told y'all it ain't gonna be easy. It's not gonna be easy at all.
You got a warning, so I won't hear nothing. No, it's
not. No, you got a warning, period. And also, you know what? Understand that not everyone has the answer to this. Your healing process is something that is going to be up in the air for a good portion of it.
Right.
Because you're going to be like, that first dip in the road when you are absolutely on cloud nine and then you get hit right back down in the second cloud, you're going to be like, how did this happen? And you're going to want to call everybody and cry and get an understanding and clarification. And everybody's going to be like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And they're going to pat you on your back. You know the pat on your back you get when you're really back, sad. Right. The circular back rub. You're going to get all of that. And they're just going to continue to say, that's just how it is.
That's just how it is.
And as frustrating as it is to hear something like that, the harsh reality is, that's just the way it is. Like, that's literally exactly how it is. But again, like we said, it's not linear. Is it going to be some bumps in the road? And it's okay.
Yeah. And I think, well, hopefully you guys hearing us do this healing segment, because we're going to dive into, like, sections.
Ooh,
I guess,
I'm about to dive in.
You'll get a little bit of, like, and just some real, like, stuff that we've, I guess, our process for each thing, like, process for us, like, with our families, with friendships, with relationships, like, we'll dig in, definitely. So y'all, there will be tears, as Frank Ocean said. But yeah, you'll definitely get to hear it, and we just hope that in us being transparent, you either are motivated to continue on your journey, knowing that it's not supposed to be easy, or motivated to look within and start healing.
Drink responsibly.
Or not. I mean, don't be drinking and driving, but if you want to get fucked up at home, then...
I actually support getting fucked up at home.
Yeah, like...
Yo, for the past few Fridays, we've actually been getting fucked up on the phone together.
Yeah, like, you can call a friend, y'all can FaceTime, Zoom time, whatever.
Friend.
And pull up, like... You're not really supposed to be, like, in each other's faces, even though y'all be breaking rules out here.
Yo, nah, niggas had strip clubs on the block. Like,
full parties, like, okay. Do what you gotta do. However, in your healing process, if you do feel like alcohol or drugs are, like, your only outlet to feel some kind of, like, euphoria, then that might be a little more serious than just having a Friday night, and it's something to consider looking into, like, being mindful of.
Right.
Yeah, we're not condoning people to just, like, drink their feelings, but, like, have a girl's night on Zoom, on FaceTime with your best girl pal, or guy pal, or pal in general. They, them, pal.
Not
what? Just... You gotta cover all bases.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, with your pal. And just fall out. Go listen to old music together, new music, whatever. Make it fun. And do it with love.
Until next time, people.
Deuces.